It's been 6 years since Quentin Tarantino's last feature, Jackie Brown. He's back with an extravagantly bloody martial arts movie called Kill Bill, starring Uma Thurman as an avenging warrior known as the Bride. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
When he's told in one of his movies that sex without love is an empty experience, Woody Allen says, "Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best." And that's how I feel about Quentin Tarantino's fourth film, Kill Bill. That doesn't mean the movie is totally empty. It's just on the elemental end of the dramatic spectrum. It's about a woman, played by Uma Thurman, whose entire wedding party is slain by the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad, or Divas, which is commanded by a guy called Bill. We don't know what the pregnant bride did to merit execution, but we see enough shrieking flashbacks to know that the assault on her was bloody and protracted and excruciating. We know why, once the bride awakens from a 4-year coma, she wants to hack her way through all the divas, up to the title character, who put a bullet in her head. She doesn't make it to Bill in this volume, since Kill Bill was itself hacked into two parts when Tarantino and Miramax's Harvey Weinstein thought a 3-plus-hour gut-bucket revenge flick was a contradiction in terms. I agree. But it's important to say that for all its invocation of Hong Kong martial arts and Japanese shogun assassin pictures, Kill Bill doesn't replicate the 70s urban scuzzy grindhouse experience. It's too playful in form. Its narrative syntax is too artfully scrambled. It's too visually resourceful. It's too beautiful. What differentiates the movie from its models is the novice enthusiasm that Tarantino brings. He's never done pure action before. He kept the violence off-screen or at a distance in his last film, the funky and way underrated Jackie Brown. This time, he throws himself whole hog into the carnage. As the severed limbs fly, you can practically hear him cackle, "This is so cool." Uma Thurman isn't a typical martial arts heroine either. She's a tall woman, and she doesn't have that superhuman nimbleness of Beijing opera-trained fighters. But I loved watching her. The character's strain and the actress's strain are in sync. Here she is confronting her Volume 1 nemesis, a ganglord called O-Ren, played by Lucy Liu. The bride has just divested about 30 of O-Ren's henchmen of their limbs, using a sword handmade by a character played by Tarantino's idol, Sonny Chiba. You'll hear some really loud clattering sounds in the middle. That's about 60 more assassins pouring into the room.
So, O-Ren, any more subordinates for me to kill? You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You know, for a second there? Yeah, I kind of did. Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
That's some pretty campy dialogue, but the rest of the movie isn't quite so obvious. In an early scene, the bride kills one of her adversaries in front of the woman's young daughter, and the moment hangs, ugly and unresolved. The bride tells the little girl that if she's still feeling raw in a few years, she can come for her. Then there's a flashback. It's animated, in the style of a Japanese anime, in which we learn that Lucy Liu's O-Ren became an assassin after avenging her own parents, who were murdered in front of her eyes. It's like a Revenger's tragedy Hall of Mirrors. The heroine of one vigilante saga becomes the villain of the next. Kill Bill will not be to everyone's taste. I've read some tut-tut reviews, like the one by David Denby in The New Yorker that ends, "I felt nothing. Not despair, not dismay, not amusement, nothing." Well, I felt glee. I felt the way I sometimes do at a Mark Morris dance piece that reshuffles a lot of familiar showbizzy moves into something new and funny and unexpectedly gorgeous. Kill Bill literally becomes a dance movie in the course of the final battle. The lights go out, and the bride and a horde of masked assassins are suddenly blue silhouettes gyrating against a great grid. It's an American in Paris with arterial spray.
David Edelstein reviews films for Fresh Air and the online magazine Slate.